The Lonely Little Fox. Once upon a time, in a beautiful valley surrounded by towering mountains, there lived a young fox named Finn. Finn had soft red fur, a white-tipped tail, and bright, curious eyes. While the valley was full of other animals, deer, rabbits, owls, and even bears, Finn often found himself alone. He wasn't alone because he wanted to be. Finn loved the idea of having friends, but he had a big problem. He didn't know how to share. Whenever he found a tasty berry bush or a cozy spot to nap in the sun, he kept it all to himself. What if they take it all? Finn would think, clutching his treasures tightly. The other animals noticed and slowly stopped trying to play with him. One sunny morning, Finn found the biggest, juiciest pile of blueberries he'd ever seen. His mouth watered just looking at them. He eagerly gathered the berries into his paws, but before he could start eating, a small and soft voice called out, "Hello there, little fox." Finn turned and saw Pip, a cheerful little sparrow with a white body and blue wings. She tilted her head curiously and chirped, "Those berries look delicious. Would you like to share them with me?" Finn's ears twitched nervously. "Share? But what if I don't have enough for myself?" Pip fluffed her feathers and said gently, "I understand, but sometimes sharing what we have brings us something even better." Finn hesitated, then said, "No, thank you. I'll keep them for myself." Pip nodded kindly and flew off, her small wings disappearing into the sky. As Finn sat alone munching on the berries, he realized something. They didn't taste as sweet as he thought they would. He looked around at the other animals playing together and felt a twinge of sadness. The berries might fill his belly, but his heart still felt empty. The next day, Finn wandered deeper into the forest. He spotted Hazel, a young deer with soft brown fur and gentle eyes, struggling to carry a heavy basket of apples. Her slender legs wobbled as she tried to balance the load. "Need help?" Finn asked, surprising even himself. Hazel's face lit up. "That would be amazing, thank you." Together, they carried the apples to Hazel's cozy clearing under a tall oak tree. Finn's paws were tired by the time they finished, but Hazel said, "You're a lifesaver, Finn. Would you like to join me for lunch? I've got apple slices and fresh honey." Finn hesitated, but then smiled. "Sure, I'd like that." The pair sat together under the shade of a tree, enjoying a simple but delicious meal. Hazel happily munched on honey while Finn savoured the crisp, sweet apples she had given him. As they ate, they shared stories about their adventures in the valley. Finn felt a warmth he had never experienced before, joy in Hazel's companionship, and gratitude for her generosity. This was the first time Finn had shared a meal with someone else. He realized how much better it felt to have company. From that day on, Finn began to change. He started offering to share his finds, whether it was a sunny spot to rest or a pile of berries he'd picked. At first, it was hard. He still worried about not having enough, but every time he shared, something wonderful happened. The animals shared back. Pip invited him to fly kites on windy days, and Hazel taught him how to make delicious apple pies. Finn wasn't lonely anymore. One quiet evening, Finn lay on a grassy hill under the twinkling stars, surrounded by many new friends. Finn felt his heart swell with warmth. "Sharing doesn't mean having less," Finn thought to himself. "It means gaining so much more."